Jacob Zuma came into power in 2009, and a lot of water has gone down the bridge in the past 9 years or so. And there are areas of great strength that will leave a great legacy for him. In the area of infrastructure, he came up with the idea of affordable housing that saw some 4.5 million houses built for the poor in the country. So in terms of electrification, making sure over 80% of the whole of South Africa has got access to constant electricity. In the areas of education, the economy, he did his bit as a human being, but of course, he came with some challenges. There were accusations of whether perceived or real corruption. Only God knows. And the issue of his mansion, the building complex called Nkandla, and that also saw his ouster, almost saw his impeachment, and a host of issues, xenophobic attacks that were quite recurrent under his watch. But I would urge the people of South Africa and the rest of Africa that we should be cautious to make sure our leaders exit in a dignified way. There is no need for him to be boxed down in legal tussles. There is no need for him to be humiliated. If for nothing at all, he served as the number one gentleman of the country, and therefore there is no need for his humiliation or any dehumanizing treatment as he goes on retirement.
So what do you think other African countries can learn from this?
We are all human. Anytime you take up a political position, then you should have the Teflon to be able to fend off the barrage of attacks that will be meted out to your very person. In the case of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe came as a messiah, but you saw what happened eventually. In our own case in the Republic of Ghana, Joe Rawlings was called Junior Jesus. By the end of the day, he was vilified. And former President Jacob Kufuor was called the Gentle Giant. Prof. Mills was called Asumjihine. Mahama was called a cute, young-looking president. Nanado is being called a showboy, an incorruptible president. All of these accolades come during the early days of your tenure as an African leader. But with time, it's just normal. So I think Zuma's retirement should be quiet, should be dignifying rather than humiliating.
You heard a security expert, Irbad Ibrahim, speaking to Cynthia Watting.